Good afternoon. This is Tanya Schultz with Social Chats No Aging. I am live streaming with my BFF and co-host, Sandra Lopez. Hello, Miss Sandra.
Hi.
You seem so far.
I'm here. I'm very close to you. We're shoulder to shoulder.
Are you sure? Shoulder to shoulder, but you're not that close to the microphone.
Bring it over here.
It's okay. You don't have to hold it.
For you, I'll hold anything.
Aw, you're
so There we go. You know what I'll do? I'll put it right over here, actually. I just put it back where I had it.
Okay.
So today we have a special guest. Her name is Dr. Donna Goldstein, and she is the National Director of Health. She's actually a health coach, but she's the National Director, Tech Shape for Life, and she'll be calling in. And I met Donna from AWC South Florida. She was one of the members, so that's how I met her. And then we connected on Facebook. And I was just, she liked a couple of my things on Facebook, and then I started looking at her profile, and, I noticed that that's what she did, so I wanted to find out, because, obesity is the biggest epidemic right now in America.
Tell me about it. I'm obese.
You're not obese.
Well, the natural thought for somebody that is fat is, I'm obese,
Yeah.
Anything over 40 pounds is obese, and I feel that's how much I need to lose, like 50 pounds, to come back to my birthing
sweetheart,
weight.
We are never going back to our pre-birth. Because prior to giving birth to my son, I was like, I think my waist was like an 18, 19 inch was the most. My waist and my hip was like a 32.
Yeah, but that just, you expand inside.
With boobs with a C cup, and then I lactated, and then I don't know where those C cups went. But thank God Victoria's Secret is my friend.
You know they do breast implants right now while you're awake.
I don't want no breast implants. I want nothing inside. I want to have an option where I can take it off and put it back on again if I wanted to.
That's a good option.
I have some girlfriends that have great boob job, but I don't know if I can go there and do that. So, the pre-birth body image, I finally realized I'm not going to get there. But actually, I feel like my body feels better now than it did, let's say 18 years ago, 19 years ago. Because my son is going to be, let's say, 20 years ago. Because now, I'm a little bit more knowledgeable. I'm more educated as far as what kind of food I'm eating. I mean, when I was in college, my God, we used to, my girlfriend and I only had two best friends. And Cindy and Celia were their names.
I think that's the code. More than two is too many.
That's true. So we would go work out. And we'd work out for an hour, okay? We were like, I was into aerobics, Cindy was into weights, and Celia, I think she was into taking classes. And I was, we would finish working out. We didn't work out together, but we work at the same gym. But an hour later, when we're done, we'd go to Pizza Hut and get a large pizza with extra cheese, pepperoni and mushroom, and a pitcher of Michelob Light. Did you know we did that 4 to 5 days a week?
I never gained a pound, I'm sure.
No, all of us, we look great. We're like built the same. Well, Cindy was like blanche, bombshell. So for us, we didn't even think about it. We just we drank, we party. We didn't even think that was a big deal.
Can I say one thing?
What?
Metabolism.
I know that.
But after 25, your metabolism drops greatly. And from there, it's a decline. Mm-hmm. It goes down and down and down. So it gets slower and slower.
But my face was puffier.
Yeah, you had a rounder face when I met you.
Yeah, I had a rounder. I guess it was a lot of baby fat on my face. But now as I'm getting older, I'm trying to keep that roundness a little bit because you don't want to get gone.
Yeah, well, that's what happens. You lose you lose your fat in your face.
Yeah, it's the first place you lose weight. I don't want that. I want to lose weight slowly and gradually. So it doesn't – it's kind of not – when you lose weight so fast, you can see it and it ages a person, especially if you're over 40. I've seen some people that lost weight really quick.
Recently?
Yes, and they lost – wait, it was great. It was great. The body looked great. But when I looked at their face between their neck and the sagging skin, I'm sorry, but that is not hot. That's just,
That's not hot at all.
I think I've seen the same person that you're talking about, or people that you're talking about, and you notice when they lose too much weight, also on their chest plate, mm-hmm. when you can see their ribs and yeah. their sternum is like popping out.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually a sign of too much weight loss at that age. That they
are. I want slowly, but not too much. You know, all at once. We can have that, right?
Yeah, we can. But I want it off fast. So I'm on HCG again. So I did 3 days of loading. I don't feel bloated. And I woke up today feeling very full, satisfied.
Satisfied.
Satisfied. There's a word, satide or sat, well, whatever. Well,
you feel comfortable. You're not irritated. You don't have a headache? Because Dean's has a headache.
No, because those 3 days of loading are really important. But uh-huh. Dean also, I think at first, wasn't really eating proper foods. You know, if you're not eating the right foods,
mm-hmm.
You're utilizing the wrong amount of calories. So even if you're only taking in 500 calories, but you're eating breads or salsas or, you know, anything that's off the diet
mm-hmm.
as far as 500, then you're not using enough food to fill yourself for those 500. 500 calories can be a lot, but it could be a lot in food for one sitting. You know, I've seen you eat at a restaurant and you leave most of your food.
Yeah, but I could probably have 500 calories on one meal.
Yeah, well, if you have lobster with, you know, something else that has butter in it and, you know, everything.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Everything has like salt and butter, though.
Yeah, I like everything bland, though. But I don't know, 500 calories. I guess I don't count my calories. I just eat. Not to put full.
I normally don't believe in counting calories, but in this particular diet, you have to uh-huh. because you're utilizing 1,200 calories for energy and for as your daily intake from yeah. your own body because you already have it. And you know this body has well over 1,200 calories that it can take from for mm-hmm. at least 60 days. But I'm only doing this for 23 days, so...
Thank God.
So hopefully we'll lose 20 pounds.
What's the longest one that they do?
60 days, but it's all dependent on your target weight loss. You know, if you're targeting 60 pounds, then, you know, you probably could do a 40-day diet because you'd lose from 1 to 2 pounds a day.
Oh. Well, here, I'm on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC.
Uh-huh.
And they're saying about one-third of U.S. adults, which is 33.8%, are obese right now. And approximately 17% or 12.5 million of children and adolescents aged 2 through 19 years old are obese. So, and you know what the obesity is? Where and what state?
Where?
Okay, they Florida. Say that no state has a prevalence of obesity less than 20%. 36 states had a prevalence of 25% or more. 12 of these states, which is Alabama, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia, had a prevalence of 30% or more. Well, because I think it's the colder state, you know, I don't know. Because this is for 2010. Florida, we're at a, Florida is at a 26.6% for 2010. The highest one, are you ready? Looks like Mississippi. There's a lot of obesity going on in Mississippi.
Wow.
34%.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mississippi is known for, like, you know, crawd, you know, a lot of seafood, you know.
Well, seafood is high in cholesterol.
Yeah, it is. Well, for shrimps are.
Yeah. And that's what they are known for, so. So, and also, let me pull up this number.
But cholesterol doesn't necessarily mean heavyweight.
That's true.
Cholesterol doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're going to be fat.
See it work.
Hello.
Yes, we're back on again. I'm like, don't push the button.
And I did.
That's okay. We only like last for a minute. Okay, according to the 2007-2008 percent of adults aged 20 years and over who are obese, 34%.
34%?
Yep, 34%. And then percent of adults aged 20 years and over who are overweight and not obese, 34%.
Wow, that's a lot of people. That's 68% of the population mm-hmm. is overweight. So mm-hmm. you're saying, at, you know, out of 10 people, only 3.5 are skinny.
What do you think about that? Do you think this is a big market or what? And this is only 2007, 2008 trend. Okay, this is the latest of what they have. They haven't have the recent one yet. So the percent of adolescent age 12 to 19 years who are obese is 18%. Percent of children age 6 to 11 years who are obese is 20%. And listen to this. Okay, a percent of children aged 2 to 5 years who are obese is 10%.
Wow, that's
amazing. And that's growing. And that's growing. I'm sure. It's 2008. This data is 4 years old. Three to four years old.
Wow.
So that is very scary. And they said that United States. Let me just pull up one more number. We're going to do adult. I really don't want to do children.
Yeah.
It's depressing enough. And my son is old enough and he knows better. He knows and works out and stuff.
Yeah, he works out and he does well.
He knows about his body.
Uh-oh.
I think that's Donna. Hold on 2 seconds. Hey, Donna. How are you? Donna?
Yes.
Hi, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Good, you sound perfectly. Where are you at in the background? Can you step away from the people you're with for a second?
Yes.
Because I can hear them on it's getting a feedback.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes.
Put you on speakerphone.
Yeah, perfect. It's fine.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
We can hear okay. you.
I'm here with my co-host, Sandra Lopez.
Hi.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing great, Donna. How are you?
Fantastic. I love helping people get healthy.
Yes. Well, before we start, tell us a little bit about yourself and about Tech Shape for Life. I was talking about beginning of the show because, you know, we met through AWC South Florida at the, you know, some of the seminars that was there, and also we're friends on Facebook. So, you know, I'm in the anti-aging business. I mean, I have a communication company called No Aging, but I was just never heard of Take Shape for Life.
Okay, perfect. Well, Take Shape for Life is an organization that is actually a division of Medifast.
Okay.
It's a 30-year-old company that has been manufacturing portion control meal replacements to help people get healthy for over 30 years. There's about 10,000 health coaches in America, and I'm not the only national director. But I am one of the top, you know, 1 or 2% of the company, and that's based on having helped hundreds of people lose thousands of pounds. And in fact, last year, I would like to tell people that in the past year, my clients lost about 5,000 pounds, and that's about the size of a small elephant.
Wow.
That's fun, isn't it?
That's really good.
Wow. Yes. But, you know, Tanya, when you knew me, I was sort of a chubby girl, wasn't I?
Yeah, that's why you weren't like chubby, but like, you know, you were thick, I would say, but you weren't chubby.
Yes. You know, I had grown up to about a size 16, and you know, my journey started like many people's with some kind of a huge wake up call. You know, they go to the doctor and the doctor says they're diabetic or they're pre-diabetic. In my case, I broke my foot for the third time. So, you know, 200 pounds was just way too much to have on a little, you know, 5'2" person's body.
Yeah.
So I was introduced to the program Take Shape for Life, which teaches you how to eat 6 times a day. Unlike HCG, there's no drugs, nothing unnatural in the program. It's a new way to eat and a new way to live.
Okay.
And used the program very faithfully myself. I lost about 70 pounds.
Wow.
In just under 6 months. And I'm very happy to tell you that I've kept all of it off now for just about 4 years. January will be 4 years. So I went from a size 16 to a size 6.
Wow.
And average weight loss among my clients is about 50 pounds. But I can help them with whether it's 10 or 200. They come to me with a goal, and that's my job, is to help them. And it's a wonderful thing.
So explain to us, what's their steps?
So sorry?
What are the steps that you, to get onto the program, how would somebody do that?
Well, how did someone do that? What are the steps? Okay, good. Well, as their health coach, I help them do an assessment in the beginning of what their goals are for their health and what their goals are for their weight. So everyone on our program loses about 2 to 5 pounds a week. You know, men lose weight faster, and we hate them for that. Not really hate them, but, you know, men lose weight faster. But on my program, the first month, most women lose between, say, 12 and up to 20 pounds the first month.
Uh-huh.
They contact me. We talk about the lifestyle of Take Shape for Life, which is learning to eat 6 times a day. And in the beginning, we give them 5 of the 6 meals. They're kind of mini meals.
Okay.
It's a really high percentage of protein, moderate carb and low fat, so that their body chemistry stabilizes, keeps their blood sugar stable. And, you know, the amazing thing, Tanya, is that, you know, I was a yo-yo dieter. I know probably a lot of your listeners are yo-yo dieters, too. Mm-hmm. Ms. Lopez, I'm sure you were as well.
I am.
I was on some kind of diet or other for about 30 years. And I kind of teased because I was always hungry. And when you're hungry, you get cranky, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of my people that I know on HCG, now they're not my clients if they're doing HCG, but, you know, they're very tired, they're very hungry, they're very cranky. On our program, once you get to the fourth day, learning to eat, and it's sort of like you get into a new habit. It's breakfast and snack and lunch and snack, and then you eat real full food for dinner and then a snack. So by the time you get used to eating 6 times a day, you get your blood sugar stable. You start to feel the pounds come off. You start to feel your energy level skyrocketing. It gets to be easy. So I know you would talk about social media, too. You know, I have a client. In fact, she's a cousin of mine that reached out to me through Facebook, which was very fun. And she's lost 46 pounds in 13 weeks, which is, again, high for a woman. But she's done beautifully. And every week she posts her, you know, her status. So this week it was 13 weeks. It hasn't been unlucky at all, 46 pounds. And she had almost 50 people, you know, like it or make comments about it. And I was so thrilled for her because, you know, anytime you're doing something that's working, you want to get that, you know, positive feedback and success. And on our program, every week you're going to lose the 2 to 5 pounds a week.
And you stem that from just following the program and eating more meals?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Do you feel like because by following the program, by eating more meals, you're getting your metabolism going? Because I remember...
Exactly. You know, you're eating 5 of our products, which are portion-controlled meal replacements. So there's about 80 products now. So protein bars and protein shakes and protein oatmeals and protein pretzels. They're just releasing protein warm chocolate chip cookies and protein soups. So they're very convenient. You take them with you. It's your kind of your life on the go. Or if you're at home, you can eat them at home. So I teach someone how to eat 5 times a day with the meal replacement meals and also how to learn the habits of health. And then once a day, they get to eat what's called a lean and green meal, which is the way we're taught to eat. Chicken, seafood, fish, beef, salad, small serving of cooked vegetables. So what we're doing for the period of time that a person is on the rapid weight loss component, we're cutting out alcohol, we're cutting out sugar, we're cutting out fruit temporarily for that period of time so that they can go into a fat-burning state and get healthier. We're moving them toward optimal health where they will eventually still eat 6 times a day, but they will add back in the foods that they like. They'll be exercising, they'll be sleeping. They'll be really managing their relationship with food. One of my clients, it was funny, she talked to me the other day about being monogamous to our program, and I was thinking about that many people kind of have a love affair with food, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. We get mad, we eat. We get happy, we eat.
Exactly.
And then also do we eat?
So many of our social activities revolve around food. We go out to dinner with our girlfriends. We go out to drink with our girlfriends. We go out for, you know, for lunch with our colleagues. And part of what I try to do is to teach people that, you know, food is fuel. It should be enjoyable fuel, but it shouldn't be the primary focus of our life. and that there are ways to build in other health. You know, I'm a psychologist by training, so there are ways to build in a healthier relationship with food and, of course, alcohol, and also to structure our social lives to where we can meet friends and go for a walk or go to see a film or go, get involved with, with sporting events and things. Both to watch them and, of course, to participate them in them, and just not have food be the whole focus of where am I going to go to lunch? Where am I going to go to dinner? Where are we going to have dessert? But you see that happen with women, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. No, that's one thing that bonds women together is food, actually. But tell me something.
I remember all those AWC programs, Tanya, and, you're sitting there, and they're bringing around the appetizer, all the little fried things, the little cheesy things, all the little meat things, and with all due respect to any networking group, I would rather, walk away from the table, put down the appetizers and go meet people and talk to them, because it's very easy to get unconscious about your food, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But especially when you're in a networking environment, for some reason, I just want to eat more. I want to eat everything on my plate plus my neighbor's plate. Because I don't know, maybe because I'm nervous or maybe because I'm not in my own environment. I eat because I'm having, maybe I'm anxiety and not realize it. So I eat without thinking.
And the food is free and it's there.
Yes.
And again, I think people are unconscious, just like when they sit up on the TV. One of the reasons meal replacement works is because it shows you what a serving is. So when I've seen guys, for instance, and women too, but sit in front of a TV and eat an entire bag of potato chips or pretzels without even thinking about it. So we give them a bag of, say, protein pretzels or protein puffs that have enough protein like it was a small steak. Moderate carb, low fat. They eat it, they drink a glass of water, they get full. They know they ate a meal. They don't have to sit there and eat anymore just because it tastes good or because it's there. Meal replacements teach people what a typical serving is, which is way smaller than most people think it is. Have you noticed that? Restaurants serve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Most restaurant servings now are two or three or even four times what the recommended serving is. That's one tip I would give people. Like we said, so we're at a networking event. Focus on networking. Keep your hands free. Drink a club soda instead of alcohol, because you're not going to do your best networking, when you're drinking anyway, even if the drinks are free. But when you go to a restaurant, first, look at what it is they're serving you. How big is everything? And it's usually, we ate dinner night at Cafe Aruba, and the food was good, and the entertainment was great, but it was at least three times as much food as we needed. So you get them to bring a to-go box when they bring the food. And you just cut everything in half or even in a third. You know you're supposed to eat, 4 or 5, 6, maybe even 7 ounces of protein, depending on what it is you're eating. And we would suggest people be moderate in terms of the starchy carbs that they eat, but I have them bring the to-go box right at the beginning, put it in the box, put it away, you don't even look at it, and what you've got on your plate is plenty to eat for the day. Then you can go dancing afterwards, right?
Yeah, but do you think that's kind of like, do you think that's like a good etiquette thing to do at dinner, if you have dinner with people?
Everybody in my world knows that I'm a health and weight loss coach, and so people I'm going to be eating with, I just do it, and I don't, make a big fuss about it. I always just say, look, would you mind bringing me the to-go box, when you bring the food? That way, because see, I've seen people pick at their food, like they have an intention. I got, say, some seafood with pasta. They have an intention that they're not going to eat very much of the pasta, or they're going to eat only half of the seafood, and they're going to eat their vegetables and salad instead, which is what I would teach. But meanwhile, throughout the evening, they just sit and they pick and pick and pick, and before you know it, their seafood is gone, their pasta's gone, and maybe they didn't even eat their salad.
Yeah.
So it's part of your intention in the very beginning. It's, of course, ordering the right things, too. I would suggest that, because in the beginning, I really want to get to know someone, see what their habits are, see what their patterns are. The more you go out to eat, the more weight you're going to put on. Because you don't know what you're putting in the food. It has a lot of MSG. It's cooked with a lot of oil, a lot of fat, a lot of butter. That's what makes it taste good for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
When you cook for yourself or when you cook with your friends, you know what you put in the food. You know what a healthy serving is. So that's different. That's different as well.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I've been, I eat out a lot, actually, but just the recent article from the Sun Sentinel about a restaurant in Boca that stuff they were doing with the food in the kitchen, that kind of like turned me off. So I've been on like this kick of not or going. I'm trying not to go out to eat too much, and just making little things at home to eat. But yeah, because I was going out like I'd have lunch, dinner, you know, out almost at least 5 days a week. Just you know, I like sushi.
And then you're spending a lot of money on food as well. I mean, I talk to people who think they're not spending much money on food because they're not going to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to spend $20 or $30 or $40 a day just going out to restaurants.
Oh yeah, that's easy. That's just for yourself.
Very easy to do. You know, my program costs $10 or $11 a day.
Oh, wow.
How much?
5 meals.
10 meals.
All they have to do is create a lean and green meal themselves. So almost everybody, I found that I saved about 35% on my food costs, and I lost 2 to 5 pounds a week. So it was a real positive and easy experience.
Donna, tell us how...
I love never being hungry.
Donna, tell us something.
Most women just don't want to be hungry. And the other kind of fun thing about my book was you get to eat chocolate. Now, you know, we all know that, you know, given a choice, most women would choose chocolate even over sex.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It lights up the endorphins in your brain. But in my program, you know, you get to eat brownies.
Yeah.
You get to eat soft serve ice cream. You get to eat these really good crunchy chocolate bars.
Yeah, so, but usually, Donna, but if you eat those, usually, you know, most people don't eat one little piece of brownies. They tend to go like a whole tray of brownies.
You know, see, that's why it's portion control. They have our brownie. It's a protein-enriched brownie.
Oh, okay.
They pop it in the microwave, and so when they eat it and drink their glass of water, I promise you they're full, and they're going to stay full for 2.5 hours. But the funny thing, it was this podiatrist after I broke my foot who turned me onto the program, and he gave me a chocolate mint protein bar, and it was the middle of the afternoon when I'm always starving, like everyone else is ready to, you know, to eat a horse or something.
Mm-hmm.
I ate the protein bar, and I was, like, amazed. I was not hungry until, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock that day. And what a beautiful thing to not be hungry. Because, you know, you were talking before, Ms. Lopez, the word is satiety. Satiety means how full you are.
That's the word. I just
and there's
didn't.
Actually a fullness index. You can look at, you know, what contributes to fullness index, and that has to do with how much fiber is in the food, how much fat is in the food, how many calories are in the food. And you can actually predict satiety. And the good news about my program is that it keeps you very full, about twice as full as most of the other commercial programs.
Nice.
So, yeah, you could sit with a plate of brownies and eat them all, but I might eat a small serving of brownies, and that would keep you full.
Wow. So are you saying like it's
you can also have it in your pocket or your purse, you know, like a chocolate protein bar. Right. You keep it in your pocketbook or your purse or in your desk, and that way when you have a craving for chocolate, it's healthy and it's always there.
So I know what MediFast is, but can you tell some of our listeners how MediFast was founded?
Sure. MediFast was founded about 30 years ago in Owings Mills, Maryland, and it was first tested at Johns Hopkins University Hospital. So it used to be you had to go to a hospital, and in fact, you're seeing some clinics that are, you know, springing up around town that are MediFast clinics. The good news is that our division, which is called Cake Shape for Life, you get your health coach for free. There's no program fee at all once people purchase the food.
Okay.
It's made in an FDA-inspected factory in Owings Mills, Maryland. It's portion controlled, and it was first developed for people who were diabetics or had high blood pressure or who, for some medical reason, needed to lose weight quickly and safely. And they determined that was the time when everyone was drinking diet shakes. Oprah was on OptiFast, and all the people were on the shakes. Well, the MediFast line has continued to grow. Now it has about 80 different kinds of products. And, you know, as I said, they keep you full, very full, about twice as full as the other programs. And that's because there's a natural vegetable fiber in them called inulin, which expands in your stomach after you drink your water and eat the food. And it keeps you full. And plus it has 24 vitamins and minerals, so it gives you lots of energy. So I guess you could say, you know, portion-controlled meal replacements, when you eat them 6 times a day, in the way I teach you. Now, you know, it is funny. I did have a young lady who went on all chocolate all the time. If you wanted to, you could eat all chocolate products. You could eat, you know, brownies and shakes and, you know, and protein bars and chocolate pudding all, you know, six times a day and then have, excuse me, five times a day and have really a green meal. I don't recommend that because what I try to tell people, learn to eat in a way that they're going to have not that big a change when they go back to more regular food. But if a person who wanted to could have oatmeal for their five meals throughout the day. I have a CEO who eats only soup. He eats, I think, chicken noodle soup for breakfast and tomato soup for lunch and beef vegetable soup for his snack. And he loves the soup. It keeps him feeling full. It has that feeling of satiety. And then I think his wife, he has his regular integrated meal. Then he has a brownie at night. So the products are really cool. It doesn't matter. There's a nutritional footprint. You can have a soup or an oatmeal or a shake or a bar or pretzels. They're all the same.
Wow. And you said it only costs like $11? Donna? You said it only costs you said it only costs $11 a day?
$11 a day, yep. And there's no program fee. Again, you could go to a MightyFast clinic if you want to, but that's going to cost you between $400 and $1,200 to have a medical doctor monitor your weight. But they're going to give you the same food and the same advice that I'm going to give you. So if you don't have a serious medical condition, you can come to a health coach such as myself. I have about 70 coaches now on my team throughout the country. As I said, average weight loss in my coaches, too, is about 50 pounds.
Wow.
And you're going to lose 2 to 5 pounds a week for about $11 a day. And really the best thing is this is I'm going to teach you how to be and live healthy for life. We don't even think of Take Shape for Life, Tanya, as a diet. We think of it as a long-term lifestyle. So if I can teach you how to eat six times a day with the meal replacements as a tool, then you can transition back to more regular food and still eat six times a day and sleep better and have more energy and develop other great habits of health so that you're going to be healthy and live a long life.
So let me ask you something. If someone wanted to sign up with you, what, I mean, do they go to your house, you come to their house, do they go to a meeting, or can you just talk to them on the phone and then they just order the stuff?
That's a good question, Tanya. Most of my clients, well, there's two kinds of clients that I have. Some of them I know from my life, from my world, from my networking, and so they know me in person, and some of them even knew me, you know, when I was big. But I'm more increasingly, more and more, as you said, finding clients on Facebook, finding them online. So typically we talk by phone first. There are some videos on our website that, you know, explain the program, give you examples on, in fact, on my Facebook site, which is Donna Goldstein with just the numeral one, you can see about 15 pictures before and after of my clients. You can see everybody from a, maybe a 20-pound weight loss on up to an 80-pound weight loss on there, and, of course, mine.
Yours is incredible, by the way.
You can find me on Facebook. You could go to my website, which is drdonna.tsfl. So Take Shape for Life, drdonna.tsfl.com. But I would suggest go call me first, and Tanya, when we get to our returning phone numbers and things, I'll be happy to share that. Talking about the program, they purchase the products from my website, and as I said, typically $10, $11 a day for their food. We have some educational materials, too, about the habits of health. You know, the whole program is based on Dr. Anderson's book called The Habits of Health, Permanent Weight Control for Optimal Health. And so we also work with people to move along that path to optimal health for life.
Oh, I might have somebody for you.
I would love to have it. And my friend, my new friend there who's on the HCG, you know, I have a lot of clients who come to me after a stint or two with HCG because you know what? HCG in the long term does not teach you how to sustain your weight loss. So, you know, again, I'm not criticizing it, but I'm saying you're going to be fuller, you know, and I can teach you how to, in the long run, lose weight, keep it off, and get to optimal health. And my services are always free. If someone's purchasing the food from my website, you know, I'm hoping to have my clients for life because it's called Take Shape for Life.
And that's what we do. Okay. Nice. That makes a lot of sense. Because, you know, when you sent me the information, I was reading and I was still trying to figure it out. But then I'm looking at different things and now you explain it a little bit further. I actually do have someone. I have to
talk to them about it. Because, you know,
that makes sense. I would love to help. I would love to help any of your friends or colleagues. You know, it's funny. A lot of women, you know, keep themselves fit and work out, but they bring me their husband. And I always tell them, I say, look, bring me your husband. You know, they might be feeling a little jealous. You know, just little, you know, 5'6" girl. What's she gonna do with my husband? Bring me your husband. I promise I'm not gonna touch him. What I'm gonna do is get that belly off of him. And you know the belly, where all the inflammation is?
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Have you seen all those men with the, you know, quote unquote, belly, or the women who are getting the wine belly?
Yeah.
That's where diabetes grows. That's where heart disease lives. That's all inflammation. And men, you know, I have many men who've lost 15 or 20, even one guy 25 pounds with me in a month, and learned to keep it off. It's amazing. So, you know, whether it's 10 pounds and you want to look cute in that little black dress for the holidays, or whether it's, you know, 60, 70, 80 pounds, our program really works for long-term sustainable weight loss, because it's not a diet. You know, diet relates to die.
Yeah.
It's long-term optimal health. And I'm going to teach them how to sleep. I'm going to talk to them about exercise, about energy management, about their mental attitude, about the choices that they make. So it's really, you know, diet, losing weight is just, you know, one of the first steps. Then you move on to being healthy for life.
Mm-hmm. So,
does that help?
That helps a lot. So how, like, when you coach them, is it like a 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or is it just...
Oh, no, it's just very quick. You know,
okay.
In fact, a lot of my clients like it because it's just a quick text. Like,
yeah.
I have a couple who, when they came to me, he was 315 pounds and she was about 200 pounds. And, you know, they check in with me every Monday, and he's lost, again, 25 pounds his first month. He's lost about 15, and, you know, it's a quick check-in every Monday. So sometimes it's by text or by email. No, we don't need that much time by phone because...
Okay.
You know, I always say, look, can you count to five? Good. If you can count to five, you can do our program. So people, you know, I work with them to choose their meals. I work with them to space the meals out effectively, make sure they're eating, you know, they're drinking their water, make sure that they're learning habits of health over time, learning to walk. We don't recommend heavy, heavy exercise. We do recommend walking and moderate exercise. I do a lot of dance. In fact, it was a beautiful thing. One of my favorite clients, her name is Kay. When I met Kay, she was 445 pounds, and she was in a scooter. She couldn't even walk.
Wow.
Okay, so I mean, that's a big, big lady.
Yeah.
So I helped her get on the program, and after, and it took some time, but after about, you know, about 3 months, she had lost about maybe 60 pounds. She got out of the chair and got to walking with her cane. Well, last week, and to celebrate her losing 100 pounds with me, I took her belly dancing with me. And she went to my belly dancing class, and can you imagine this woman, you know, who at one point weighed over 450 pounds,
wow,
getting a chance to belly dance? I almost cried, because she was moving her body and shaking it in ways that she really had never done it before. But I did that as her coach because I loved her. One of the things her kid said to me is, Mom can lotion her feet now. Because can you imagine, when you're that big, you can't lotion your feet. You can't do a lot of things.
Yeah, I was going to say, and how is she doing today?
She's doing fantastic. She's at about 105 pounds, and she has a goal to lose, it's almost 250 pounds, so she has about another 145 to go. But, you know, a more typical client, you know, one thing that I specialize in is menopausal and postmenopausal women, because, you know, every woman is beautiful. I believe that, but... If a woman was beautiful, you know, in her teens and in her 20s and 30s, and then as she moves into menopause, she starts to feel kind of bloated and heavy, and her size 6s and 8s and 10s don't fit her anymore,
mm-hmm,
that's the kind of woman I can help the best, because I know what that's like.
Yeah.
You know, I went from very cute in high school to bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and you only have to gain, you know, 5 pounds a year until all of a sudden you're 50 or 60 or 70 pounds overweight. Well, that kind of woman, I can just take her by the hand and I can say, look, we're going to get you back to that hot thing that you used to be. We're going to get you back to the way when you felt the healthiest, when you felt the best, when you weren't taking any meds. And, you know, to sort of take her by the hand and, you know, whether it's, you know, phone, text, email, but just briefly, I don't interject in her life. She learns the program, the weight just falls off. And then before you know it, average weight loss among my clients is 50 pounds.
Wow.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
So, go onto my Facebook, Donna Goldstein 1. You can see in the photo album of before and after lots and lots of pictures of people and, you know, and their weight loss. I do offer a complimentary consultation via phone. So, Tanya, if you don't mind if I share the phone number.
Oh, please, I want you to. Go ahead.
Sure, 954-893-0123. That's 954-893-0123. Or you can check my website, drdonna.tsfl. Take shape for life, tsfl.com. And that has all the contact information. And I'd be very happy to offer a complimentary consultation to Ms. Lopez,
yes,
to any of your friends or anyone in your world, male or female, who needs to lose weight and get healthier.
Oh, no, definitely. I have someone. I'm going to email you some info, but let me talk to them first. Because they've tried different diets and different programs, and I think this one would be a lot better, especially you have shakes and chocolate, and as long as they get to eat all that stuff.
Yeah, and starting November 15th, we have warm chocolate chip cookies, which are amazing. You know, almost
portion control,
though. Misses, you know, uh-huh. Whether it's pizza, you know, whether it's pretzels. But, you know, the thing is, I teach them how to have a balanced diet. They're going to eat oatmeal, they're going to eat shakes, they're going to eat soups. And their lean and green is really important. So mm-hmm. I can teach them how to eat tofu, how to eat seafood, how to eat, you know, lean protein, how to be sure to get their vegetables in, and, you know, what a healthy lifestyle and healthy servings are. So it's way beyond just the shakes and bars, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, everyone know obesity kills. I mean, that's just the way it is. And what you're doing right now, you're actually saving people's lives. They have much more quality.
And you know what we found is that and this happens to my clients all the time, when you lose 10% of your body weight, it reduces your risk of disease by 50%. So somebody who's, say, 200 pounds, even at 20 pounds off, many of them start to be able to get off their blood pressure meds, their cholesterol meds. Again, their blood sugar is stable. We can't ever promise that that's going to happen, but it happens time after time after time. And that risk of disease, you know, reduces significantly every 10%. It goes down by 50%. So I have dozens of clients who do not take any meds at all anymore who had metabolic syndrome, which is that combination of the diabetes, the cholesterol, and the blood pressure. So it's a beautiful thing to be able to live your life in optimal health without the challenges of obesity and the medication and the problems that come with it. Plus, I love having more energy, you know, more vitality. You have a better quality of life, and you live longer when you're at a healthier weight. You know that, right?
Of course. We all want to live longer.
I want to be there to dance at their grandchildren's wedding.
Yeah. But you know what?
That's a good thing. And reduce their risk of all kinds of cancer and other illnesses, too. And sleep better. Have you noticed that when you lose weight, you sleep better?
Yes. That's so important.
Almost everybody. And in fact, lack of sleep can contribute to many people's weight problems. So once we stabilize their blood sugar, they can sleep well and easily, too.
Well, Donna, thank you so much. I love your energy, and wow, did I learn a lot today.
My pleasure, both of you.
It was great to talk with you, and I look forward to hearing from some of your listeners, okay?
Oh, definitely. You definitely will.
Oh, you will. And actually, I'm going to send you the link to the show so that you can post it, and they can listen to it right off of their Facebook page.
I would love that. That would be fantastic. So I'll just sign up with Inspiring Hope and Health.
Thank you, Donna. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
She's always like that. I love her energy.
She's great.
I love her energy. She's just so incredible.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking at all the before and after pictures on her website.
That looks incredible.
Yeah. There's some amazing results. Uh-huh. And also,
you see the confidence?
The period of time, if you look at this lady lost 30 pounds. She went from 163 to 133 within 4 months.
That's nothing. Wow.
That's
quick.
Yeah, it's quick.
It's quick.
You know.
But you see how confident she looked, though? The look in her face?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Oh, yeah. Being
healthy and thinner. It makes you feel better.
Absolutely. This lady lost 40 pounds. And she doesn't have a time frame. But,
wow.
This is a great program for a kid also. I would like to see some before and afters
for children,
like teenagers.
Teenagers,
especially in high school, they lose their confidence, you know. And my daughter being one that, she's definitely got some weight to lose. Thank God she's not listening.
You're lucky she is listening.
Well, no, because,
That's a big picture right there.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Size 18 to a size 10.
That's wow. And she looks amazing.
Wow.
She looks amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely look into this after I'm done with the HCG, because once you start a cycle, you have to, go with it. But, I'm looking at HCG differently this time, and I'm actually, the times before that I did it, I had success. But the fact that I didn't stay on it for the maintenance program, and that I may be able to stay on it with the Take Shape for Life program,
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Because it really, she's right, you're changing the lifestyle, what you're eating. And if it's $11 a day for the program.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
No.
It's a lot cheaper than it is to go shopping.
Yeah. I would not buy any food.
I do that now anyway.
Yeah.
According to my son.
Well, you do. I've been here hungry.
There's lots of food in my house. There's nothing else to eat, though. Besides the food in my house, there's nothing else to eat, Mom.
Wow, she went from 204 to 150, and look at the difference.
Huge difference. Huge difference.
Yeah, I think that's me right there, from this to that. That's what I would look like. But size 6? I would never be a size 6. You never
Why
know.
Why not?
With that weight?
Anyway. She's tall.
Yeah, she is tall.
That's why?
Yeah.
You gotta be tall.
She is wearing like 5-inch heels.
Wow.
Anyway.
Are we taking pictures of, did you start taking pictures of yourself?
I didn't. I'm gonna take pictures today, because today is actually the first 500 calorie day.
Okay.
And, the last 3 days I've been
loading. You should take pictures of yourself every single day and we can make a video real fast. One of those big fast video things.
Okay.
That'd be kind of fun.
We could do it once a week. Wednesdays.
Can you just do it for a day? You can't just take a picture of yourself? No? You know, that motivates. See, I'm an ideal person. That doesn't mean I could execute it. I come with the best ideas. You listen to the show long enough, I have the best ideas.
I'd like to see, drastic results. You know, that daily, it kind of becomes discouraging. So, you want to do, maybe once a week. Once a week would be
okay,
good.
Okay, we'll do it Wednesday. We can put a timer, I can say 2:15, time to take a picture of Sandra.
So, we got to take a
before
picture.
Before and after. That's a nice before and after picture of Donna, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Very good.
It's a great picture of her.
Yeah, it's very good. And, truthfully, the difference is humongous. She looks absolutely fabulous.
But Donna has another business, too, that she sets up, theme events for, culture for dancing, for dances and stuff.
Yeah. Did I meet her before?
You met her at an AWC event.
Yeah, I would never recognize her today.
Yeah, she loves her. I haven't seen her. That's why when we became friends on Facebook, and then she started liking my pages, and I started looking at her stuff, and I started liking her stuff, and then I was kind of like, wow.
The look in her, she's smiling in the one before picture, but she's not confident.
You can see the confidence. Yeah. And that's what it's all about.
And she's not really smiling in the new picture. She's just
looking sexy.
Yeah, sexy and determined. I'm going to take on the world.
Yep, that's who she is. She's great. I'm definitely going to help her out. And, she sent me all the info, and I was just reading up on it, and very impressed with her. So,
well, I sent her an email. I sent her an email about my daughter, and I'm gonna try to do that, because she could just take those lunches to school. I pack her a lunch every day. God, how easy it would be for me. And I could watch the weight come off of her while I'm.
Yeah,
that would be easy.
And then,
and I don't have to go grocery shopping.
There you go.
Oh. Oh.
Well, my son. Would be very upset with me.
Well, he doesn't have to lose weight. So.
No, he just went. He just eats.
He looks really good, and he eats a lot.
He eats a lot. Like he eats, and then 2 hours later, he's like, "What's there to eat?" I'm like, "Okay, didn't you have this and this?" Well, yeah, I ate that already. That's 2 hours ago. I'm hungry, Mom. I'm like, "Okay."
He eats every 2 hours. He
eats every 2 hours, literally. Like if his friend came to visit. In one evening, by the time that the kid, him flying in to, 2 o'clock in the morning, we'd had Tijuana Flats. We had Mexican. I ordered a sushi plate,
like a big boat. We had a big sushi. Scotty bought Italian. We had...
Holy
I cow. Know. This poor kid is like, wow.
Oh, wait, I was here Friday night. Everybody was... I ate, actually.
You had some sushi, remember?
Yeah, I had some sushi, but I was so full because I'd been bloating the whole day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't eat too many high-fat foods like I was supposed to that day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I ate a lot of high-fat foods on Saturday and on Sunday, which you're supposed to on the diet.
Yeah, for you. But for me, since Victor's been here, I've been eating more than I usually. Victor's like, don't you eat, Mom? I'm like, I eat fruit and Life Extension vitamins. I have sushi. I barely eat, according to my son. So I've been eating with him, and you know what? I've gained weight. But
you always like startled me when you would eat like you'd heat up this like whole cauliflower and eat a whole cauliflower.
Yeah,
like, I never knew anyone that did that. Like
no
portion of cauliflower is enough for me.
I eat a whole cauliflower. I love it. Not making me drool. I want some cauliflower.
I like broccoli, but cauliflower. Eh.
No, I love cauliflower. I grew up with cauliflower. My grandparents. My mom didn't make cauliflower at the house, but it's just my adopted grandparents. They always, and they went to Shackley in the 70s. Oh, remember Shackley?
Shackley, yeah.
Yeah, they were a distributor. So I was on the program when they got on it in 1978 or something like that.
Even though you didn't want to be or no?
No, I didn't know. I just thought that's just the way the Americans eat. And they were my adopted grandparents. I just kind of like follow them. Like they, when we met them, they were eating normal food. And then and that's in 1975. And then like 1977, 1978, you have to realize at that time, like 10, and I was, and I think that's probably one of the reasons why I was a lot bigger than my you know, most of the kids my age. Because I was just like my grandmother. I was eating what my grandparents were serving me, so I was having, you know, waffles in the morning and
Shackley.
Yeah, you know, I was like everything was Shackley. All these vitamins. I had all these vitamins. So I think now as an adult, I just always lived this way. So, and my grandma used to make a big thing of cauliflower, and I remember when they bought the first microwave, we were so excited about it in 1970. And it's, you know, in 70 or 75, 76, they had a microwave.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I didn't have a microwave till 1999.
Really? Because they had this big gigantic thing. That was called.
I was totally against it. That's why.
Really?
I was nuclear power.
No, they had a microwave. They had like we used to make our own bread. I know how to make pie. I mean, I know how to everything an American girl does. As you know, like because she's from South Dakota. I know how to do as far as sewing, making quilt. Could you imagine me doing that?
No, I can't. I can't even imagine you making an apple pie.
Oh, I can make an apple pie from scratch. That's my other life.
Oh, I'm going to tell you to make one.
No, that won't happen.
When I'm done. That's what I want for my birthday.
No, I'm done. Do you want me to make you an apple pie or throw a party? Come on.
Okay, hello. A party. Okay. A party with apple pie? No.
It's one or the other.
It's one or the other.
It's a lot of work to make an apple pie.
Really?
You see how stressed out I am when I make pho and I make that from scratch?
Oh, I love
the Vietnamese pho. Well, so, and the last time I made, that was like, what? 3 years ago, and I just recently made some.
I could have pho on this diet.
Really?
Yeah. As long as I don't have the noodles. You're so funny.
No, I wasn't being funny. I was being honest.
I know. But it makes me laugh.
I'm like, I don't think I don't think she realized. I'm not planning to make pho until maybe next year. I make it once a year. That's all. So,
Tanya, I'm looking at your Twitter page, and wow, you've got a lot of tweets.
I tweet.
Yeah, you're a tweeter.
I'm a tweeter. We like to tweet.
Tweeter, tweet, tweet.
We love tweeting. And I love reading Twitter. That's why I get all my news.
I know.
I follow people that I like reading about, so. And I retweet. And then if anybody has a good story, I submit it, and I retweet it for them. And I don't know. I don't expect nothing out of it. Just give me good content.
Yeah.
Give me good content to share to my friends and help people. I'm there. I'm your girl. Just send me the link. So, but on that note, we have about 3 minutes left.
Oh wow! Today's show went really fast. Thank you, Donna, for all the great information and the Take Shape for Life, which is going to change so many people's lives in such a short period of time. Even though, you know,
it's a like conventional type of life change. Oh yeah, forget the buttons down there. It still comes off pretty fast from what we saw in your before and after pictures. And thank you once again for being on our show.
Yeah, and do you have a birthday shout out? Let's do a birthday thing real quick so we can get this done. Like just done, but now I'm hungry. We're talking about food. Now I'm hungry.
I've got my chicken.
I haven't eaten anything.
Let's see. How do you quickly go to your birthdays now?
At home.
They changed it.
Oh, you know whose birthday today is?
Whose?
Maria.
Oh, today's her official birthday.
Happy birthday, Maria. She's my co-host on Social Chats Locals, the Tuesday show. So it's Maria's birthday.
Oh, and Maria's Sophia LaBelle is also having a birthday. She's the girl that is a makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
And she goes to school with me.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Sophia. And Yanitza Paz Yardo, she's a client of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that I haven't seen in forever. She's going to school. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Aww. Well, you know whose birthday is today?
Whose?
Natalie knows this person.
Let me see.
Bob Del Monte.
Oh, yes. That's friend's grandfather.
Yeah, actually, you met him at my 2006 party in Las Vegas. The anti-aging I'm so long ago.
Really?
Yeah, he was there.
Was I there?
Yeah. Yeah, the Madman cocktail party at the anti-aging conference? Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He was there. And then Joe Fukikawa. I couldn't pronounce it. He's actually, we've been friends on Facebook for a few years now. I've started following him on Twitter and he followed me back, so we became friends. And Reem Alnator, happy birthday. So I have 4 birthday shout out today, and everyone have a great day and enjoy this beautiful weather in South Florida. But I also want to make sure that you guys tune in tomorrow for Social Chats Personal Branding. I'll be with my co-host Demi Pitchell, and also we'll be at tomorrow evening. Demi has she set up an event called Is That Brogues Down Under in Lake Worth, and I will be there tomorrow. It's the actually, you know what a book club is? So it's a book pub.
So I know where Brogues is. Brogues is across the street from Dave's and Igot's.
Yeah, I like that place.
Yeah. Oh, well, you should come more often.
When I go there, I like that place. I would go there more often. Like, I like, if I go to Lake Worth, I would move back there. I like Lake Worth. It's nice.
Yeah.
I like the intercoastal area.
Yeah, that's where you lived.
Yeah, I like that. I really want the birthday cake castle.
Aw.
You know, on Lake Worth, South Lakeside?
Yeah.
That's my place right there. That's my dream house. No.
It is nice there.
It's nice. It's nice and quaint and quiet and intercoastal. Just everything's cute there. So everyone have a great day. We will be back tomorrow and enjoy. And thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Bye-bye.